You are aware the moment they were abducted by the criminals, the Nigeria police launched a massive onslaught against the suspected area. And so the criminals surrendered their captives. That is what happened.
Were the police able to talk to the released hostages in terms of how they think they were treated by the kidnappers?
Yes, the hostages told us they were fairly treated. They were blindfolded, but they were not maltreated on any larger scale.
We understand that President Goodluck Jonathan himself has given orders to the police to make sure that these journalists were released. How much impact did that have?
Every Nigerian, including the president himself, is concerned about the safety of other citizens. And whenever an event of this nature occurs, the whole nation goes into grief. So there was anxiety all over the country. The president did the correct thing like every other good president would do. And the police acted in line with their mandate to save lives and property.
Now, Emmanuel, there's a concern here in Nigeria about this, what I would say, lawlessness, particularly in the Niger Delta region. The police, what do you people want to do about this?
We have also made that observation about prolific offenders in that sub-region. And we are mobilizing the communities, all stakeholders, opinion leaders, traditional rulers, and the common men in the society to get to realize that they have a role to play in their own security and then in national security. And that is paying off dividends already.
These kidnappers were demanding ransom. Now, it seems to me, because of the spate of kidnappings in the part of the country, it's a business going on there.
Yes, it's a business, but it's a bad business. And that is why they are failing. The Nigeria police is against the payment of ransom to criminals. We've always been on top of the situation. We've been arresting many of them and bringing them before the law court. Anybody who intends to make money through such criminal activity will fail like others before him.
I know you cannot protect every citizen of Nigeria from kidnapping, but what steps are you taking to reduce the spate of kidnappings in that part of the country?
One is to have what we call an enlightened community involvement in policing. Second is to get the police properly trained and equipped and mobilized to perform their mandate. We're asking members of the community to give the police good information, timely information, so that we can nip such crimes in the bud. And the police is getting more and more proactive in this crime prevention effort.